Let's ask the Lord to help us this evening. Lord, again, we're thankful for the Word of God. And we're thankful for each one who wants to learn more. Thankful, Lord, for each of us with your having given us a desire to know more of your Word. Thank you.
所以主要也感谢呢，我们每一个人呢，他们想要知道更多的关于神的话，也感谢您呢，赐给我们这样的愿望，想要认识更多神的话。And
so we pray then that you'll just lead and guide tonight. We need your direction and we need your help.
所以我们就祷告呢，今天晚上呢，您呢带领我们，引导我们，我们需要您的指引，需要您的帮助。So
we pray that you will just guide and direct now. And help us and teach us the things that we should know, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, welcome again to Amir and all the rest.
你再次欢迎阿米尔还有刚刚来的。
Many of you were with us last week, and you will remember at the end of our conversation last week, Joanna asked the question, what is going on in the Middle East today? What does the Bible say? What should we learn from that?
这个里面呢，你们大家很多人呢，上个星期在这里，在我们那个快要结束的时候呢，Joanna问了一个问题，那么说现在在中东呢发生的事情是什么样的？那么说呢，圣经是怎么看这样的问题的？And
you remember that I had said that it was an important question and I would try to address it next week.
所以你们大家记得呢，这是一个非常重要的问题呢，他会试图呢下个星期来回答。Since
that time, I have been trying to understand the question and the answers more. And the farther I go, the more I understand that the issues are very important. We should all know what is going on. And if we were to know, I'm sure it would help us theologically and as a Christian.
所以呢，就是说呢，他呢，时间越久呢，他就越理解那个问题，理解更多的答案。所以呢，他越发知道这个问题呢，对我们是一个非常重要的问题。就是另外呢，如果呢，我们知道这个里面的发生的事情呢，在神学观面上，作为我们基督徒来说呢，对我们是有很大的帮助的。
So as I have been going through the week, I have been pondering more and trying to get my thoughts in order. And so it's been very profitable for me to prepare this.
这个里面在这一个星期里面，在我思考的过程中呢，在我想这个问题的时候呢，对我来说是非常有益处的。
I thought that we could consider it this evening, but two things maybe stand in the way.
因为呢，就是说，我认为呢，今天晚上呢，我们应该讲这个，但是呢，有两件事情呢，却阻挡了我们。One
is that I don't think it's fair for us to answer Joanna's question if she's not here to listen to the answer.
所以呢，其中一个呢，就是我认为这个是不公平的。如果我们回答Joanna的问题呢，她却没有来听。And
Joanna has not joined us yet, probably because of circumstances that prevent her being here. And so I'm just reluctant to give you the answer at this time.
所以Joanna呢，就是今天还没加入，我们可能有其他的情况的问题。那么说呢，我现在呢就有点为难去这一次呢回答这个问题。
The other reason is that my answer is still not as complete as it should be. If Joanna were here, we'd get started. But if not, it'd probably be better to hold off for another week.
其中一个呢，就是另外呢，我的那个答案呢还没有完整。所以呢，如果Joanna今天来了呢，我们可以开始回答她这样的问题。那么说呢，如果我们再下一个星期再来回答呢，可能我有更多的思考和想法。So
unless Joanna appears momentarily, we will answer her question next week. Roy will contact her and advise her of our plans. And so that would be our plan for next week.
因为里面除非那久安娜呢，她马上呢就出现了，否则的话呢，我就会去联系她，联系她，告诉她们我们的计划，就是说下个星期六来让她来参加我们这个会。But
it probably would be of value for us to understand what it is we're going to be addressing and how, because you might want to make sure that you're here to join us. And you might want to make sure that you invite others to join us because the topic is significant.
所以呢，有可能来说呢，对我们其他的人呢来说呢，来听听这个主题呢，也是非常有益处的。所以呢，你也可能呢，就是说是邀请呢其他的人来参加，也来听听这个主题，因为这个主题呢是非常重要的一个主题。So
the issues that I purpose to consider and the outline that I purpose to follow, which may be helpful for you to follow, are as follows.
这个里面呢，就是这样的原因呢。如果呢，就是说是我来把这个事情讲出来呢，可能你们很容易的来跟着我的那个想法。So
the general topic is a brief overview of the Bible's perspective on what is happening in the Middle East.
所以它的这个主题呢，应该就是一个简短的观察，关于圣经讲到的，即当今在中东发生的事情。So
first of all, we would like to look at the Jews in Israel. What are the Jews doing in Israel? And we want to consider the history of the Jews in Israel. And then what's going on in Israel today? And then what's going on in the prophetic future? What do we know about the Jews in Israel? What does the Bible teach?
这个里面首先的一点呢，我们也讲到的呢，就是说是犹太人在以色列是一个什么角色，然后呢，就是说是当今的犹太人啊，当今的以色列它是一个什么样的角色，然后在将来的圣经里，就是说是怎么预测他们将来的给出的预言，犹太人的将来。And
the second issue then would be, what about the Palestinians in Israel? The Jews are in Israel, but the Palestinians are as well. There's great conflict between them. What does the Bible talk about the Palestinians in Israel?
所以呢，就是说第二点呢，就是说是关于在以色列的那个巴勒斯坦人。那么说呢，在以色列现在有犹太人，同样也有巴勒斯坦人，他们之间呢，会经常有冲突。那么说呢，巴勒斯坦人在以色列的角色是什么？
And again, we want to look at the history of the Palestinians in Israel, and then what's happening today, and then what the prophetic future is for the Palestinians in Israel.
第三次呢,
what does the Bible say about what's going to happen?
但是呢，我们也要看看，就是说是，巴勒斯坦人他们当今的角色什么，在历史上他们是怎么样的一个角色。那么说呢，在将来预言里，他们要发生什么情况，在他们身上要发生什么。And
then the third significant issue is, what does the Bible teach about the Muslims in Iran today?
因为第二个呢，我们教导的呢，就是在那个穆斯林在当今伊朗他们是什么样的。And
again, we want to look at the history, we want to look at what's going on today, and we want to look at the prophetic future for the Muslims in Iran.
然后呢，再次呢，我们要看看历史，也要看看将来，也要看看现在，就是穆斯林在伊朗的这样的一个角色。And
in fact, there is considerable, what's the word I want now? Not all people who call themselves Christians have the same answers that I propose to give on these subjects.
另外一个呢，就是说，并不是所有的基督徒呢，他们都同意我准备要给出的这样的答案。
Some people in some churches teach that Israel is no longer a significant factor in God's eyes, in the Bible's eyes, they teach what is called replacement theology. In other words, there is no future for Israel, but the church has inherited the blessings that were given to Israel.
另外一个原因呢，是因为在有些其他的教会，他们教导那个以色列呢，他不再是神眼里喜欢的，也不在圣经里面喜欢的，而且在他们讲到了一个替代关系，那么说呢，讲到了当今的教会替代了以色列的位置。
So the issue is, which is right? What the Bible simply teaches about the future of Israel or this replacement theology?
现在呢，就是问题是哪一个是对的？那么圣经教导的关于呢，就是是以色列人的将来，还有这种替代关系呢？
So these are the four basic elements of the general question, what is happening in the Middle East? We need to look at all four of those issues to get a simple and clear understanding of what is happening.
比如说刚才讲到的是四点关于那个就是说是在当今就是说是中东发生的这样的事情，圣经所有的观点所说的观点，那么说呢，我们必须要把这个四点呢全部都讲到，才能理解当今在中东发生的事情。
So we will try to get a hold of Joanna, and we will purpose to cover these issues next week. And it'll probably take us even more than 1 week to get through all that material. But hopefully it'll give us an understanding that will help us both understand what's happening and explain to others what's happening in the Middle East today.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是这个刚才他讲的呢，就是他准备要回答九安娜问题这样的一个大纲。那么说呢，我们最好的就是把九安娜联系上，让他来听。那么说对我们每一个人来听呢，都是说是对我们都是有益处的。如果我们理解这一点呢，我们就理解当今在中东所发生的事情，也帮助我们向其他的人解释中东为什么会发生这样的事情。
So pray that the Lord will give wisdom and direction as we try to put this program together. Pray that the Lord will bring to this meeting those who are prepared by the Lord for understanding it. Those who need to know, may they come. If you have others you can invite, I would suggest they come for that meeting.
所以这个里面呢，这个主题呢，估计要讲一个星期或者超过一个星期。那么说呢，你们大家要祷告，为我祷告，让我呢有这样的就是能够讲这样的一个主题，把它讲得清楚，也为其他的人祷告。就是说是如果你知道呢，有其他的人呢，他们想要知道了解这个主题呢，你可以邀请他们也来参加这个会议，这样呢对我们大家来说呢都是有益处。
All right, so Joanna hasn't arrived yet, so let's plan this for next week. And tonight we will go back to the book of Luke, chapter 19, where we left off last week.
Luke 19. 这个呢，九安娜呢，到目前为止还没加入我们，所以呢，我们要把它延后到下个星期六讲。那么说呢，我们今天呢，要开始呢，就是路加福音第十九章第三十七节。
What we have in Luke 19 at the end of the chapter is the story of the Lord Jesus Christ riding into the city of Jerusalem down the hill of Mount of Olives. And it's the day of Palm Sunday, the week before his death and resurrection.
这个里面的这个路加福音第十九章的后半部分，主要是讲到的呢，我们主耶稣基督呢，他朝那个耶路撒冷城去。当时呢，他来到一个叫橄榄山的地方。橄榄山的地方呢，其实是从橄榄山下往下走。那一天呢，叫棕榈星期天。实际上呢，就是说是在他被钉十字架的前一个星期。
And you'll remember that the Lord Jesus Christ, in coming to the city of Jerusalem,was coming for the Feast of Pentecost.
因为现在就也记得呢，主耶稣基督呢，他来耶路撒冷城，他来的目的呢是参加五旬节。
And that is in error. He was coming not for Pentecost. He was coming for the Passover feast.
因为刚才讲错了，他来不是参加五旬节，是参加逾越节。
And a great multitude, probably thousands or tens of thousands, were coming with him on the same road in this at the same time in the same direction. They were all coming to Jerusalem for the feast.
因为就有很多的人呢，跟着他一起来到耶路撒冷城，大概有几千甚至几万人。他们这些人呢，都是走在一条路上朝同一个方向去，去的目的是同一个目的。
And you'll remember that at the top of the hill, he sent his disciples to find a colt that he could ride on, and he started riding down the hill. People who were with him took their coats off, put it on the donkey for a saddle, and they put the coats on the road as a sign of their subjection to the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这个里面呢，你们大家也都记得，当时呢，主耶稣基督在那个山顶上是告诉他的门徒们呢，去牵一头驴驹来。驴驹来，因为他骑那个驴驹呢往山下走。这个时候呢，他们呢把他们的衣服呢脱下来放在驴身上，同样呢，他们也把衣服脱下来铺在地上，表示他们对主耶稣基督的臣服。
And so that's where we left off at this point. Verse number 37 says, Then as he was now drawing near the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and to praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works they had seen.
这个就是我们在停到上个星期停到那里的。那么今天呢，我们学习路加福音第十九章第37节说呢，将近耶路撒冷正下橄榄山的时候，众门徒因所见过的一切大能的作为，都欢乐起来，大声赞美神。
So you let your imaginations go now, and you can see that this was a truly wonderful day. Everybody praising this great man for all the miracles that he had done, for the blessings that he had taught, for the hope that he brought to the entire nation.
也这个里面你可以去想象一下，这个呢是非常奇妙的一天，每一个人呢都非常的高兴，他们呢在赞美神，赞美神呢就是赞美这个人，就是主耶稣，就是他所行的一切的神迹，为他呢就是将来呢要给以色列整个国家带来一个美好的未来，赞美。
And so they picked up the saying from Isaiah 18, and they said, Blessed is the King Jesus who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest.
所以他们在引用呢那个以赛亚书第十八章里的，他说呢，奉主名来的王是应当称颂的，在天上有和平，在至高之处有荣耀。
It's interesting, they believed in the theme of prophecy, and they quote this verse, which is prophetic of the coming Messiah.
这个里面呢就是非常有意思的，他们呢就是说是就是相信那个旧约里所讲的预言，所以他们呢开始那就是引用圣经去赞美这个将要来的弥赛亚。
The whole thing is very natural and very logical in the light of all that we've read in the Gospel of Luke.
那个就是路加福音里我们读到的所有的都是呢非常有逻辑，非常是对的。
But verse 39 says, Some of the Pharisees called to him from the crowd, saying, Teacher, rebuke your disciples. But he answered and said, I tell you that if these should keep silent, the stones would immediately cry out.
第三节就是众人中有几个法利赛人对耶稣说，师父责备你的门徒们吗？耶稣回答他们说，我告诉你们，若是他们闭口不说，这些石头必要立刻呼叫起来。
I guess I should go back to verse 38 to say just one thing that I forgot, and that is 38 ends with peace in heaven and glory in the highest.
这个里面呢，我认为呢，我们应该回到第三十八节，因为我刚才忘了讲一件事情，在三十八节的结尾说呢，在至高之处有荣耀。
Now you remember that when the Lord Jesus Christ was born, the angels said, "Peace on earth, goodwill toward man."
因为你们大家也知道呢，就是说是啊，在主耶稣基督出生的时候，那些天使们说呢，在天上有和平，在那个地上呢，平安归给人。
So now the quotation is not peace on earth, but peace in heaven. What happened?
所以现在的这个引用的并不是地上有和平，而是在天上有和平。
The answer is so many rejected him when he was on the earth, including having killed him, that he never did bring at that point peace on earth, but he did bring peace in heaven.
这个里面呢发生的是什么呢？发生事情因为在地上呢，就是说是多人呢聚集呢，他还没有到那一个点，所以呢他还没有把和平带到地上来。实际上呢，但是他确实把和平带到了天上。
Why was there no peace on earth?
为什么地上没有和平呢？
Well, in part because everywhere he went, the Pharisees went in order to oppose him. They didn't want peace. They wanted to get rid of him.
因为呢，他不管他往哪里去，那些法利赛人呢都跟着他。那法利赛人他们不想要和平，他们只是想攻击他，想要除掉他。
So even on this day, the Pharisees were present.
所以就算是这一天，法利赛人也来了。
And their rebuke was, Teacher, rebuke your disciples. They shouldn't be saying things like that.
所以他们就是说，他们责备的时候，师傅，你责备你的门徒嘛，他们不应该说那样的话。
Why did they say that? Because they had rejected Jesus, and the multitudes recognized that God was in him. He was their Messiah, and he should be so honored.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是为什么呢？他们要责备他呢？他因为呢，就是说是他们不承认他是那个神，将要来的弥赛亚，所以呢，因为他们不承认他呢，所以他们不应该那么去说。
Verse 40 says, I tell you that if these keep silent, the stones would immediately cry out.
第40节说，耶稣回答他们说：“我告诉你们，若是他们闭口不说，这石头必要立时呼叫起来。
And we're not really sure what the stones would have said that day, but that's what Jesus, insisted would happen.
”我们不是很确定那天的那些石头讲了什么，但是这却是主耶稣基督坚持会发生的事情。
We have a slightly different perspective on it today.
因为今天呢，在这个方面呢，有一点不同的观察点。
Archaeologists have been studying the stones in the land of Israel.
所以呢，考古学家他们研究了在以色列的那些岩石。
And those stones, in fact, cry out, What's the word I want now? They cry out, endorsing and accurately presenting the truth of God from archaeology.
因为他说呢，就是那石头，实际上呢，他们就是说是所那个发出的声音呢，跟那个要传递的那个圣经的信息是一样的。
The Pharisees wouldn't listen to the words of Jesus.
法利赛人他们不会听主耶稣基督的话。
The Pharisees wouldn't acknowledge the miracles of Jesus.
那个法利赛人呢，他们也不承认那个主耶稣基督的神迹。
But archaeology has established the credibility of Jesus both in the past and is doing it more now and in the future than in the past. The stones are crying out to say the truth of Jesus is exactly that, the truth of Jesus.
但是呢，那个考古学家呢，他们却证明了，在过去还有在将来，在主耶稣基督他所做的那样的事情，就是说是他们也考古出说明了那样的，就是石头，他们呢，就是说是主耶稣基督说的那个石头要呼叫起来那样的真理也是真实的。
Was this a happy day?
这是不是很高兴的一天呢？
And the answer is yes, the multitudes were rejoicing.
但是是的，那些大众呢都非常的喜乐。
But verse 41 says, now, as Jesus drew near, he saw the city and he wept over it. Why would he weep if he was acknowledged by this multitude to be the great king, the Messiah?
这个里面第41节说，耶稣快到耶路撒冷看见城呢，就为他哀哭。那么说呢，他为什么要哀哭呢？因为如果这些人呢都欢呼呢，说他是弥赛亚呢。
Well, he answers that question in verse 42.
耶稣在第42节回答了这样一个问题。
He says to Jerusalem, if you had known even you, especially in this your day, the things that make for your peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes.
第42节说呢，说巴不得你在这日子知道关心你平安的事情，但现在这些事向你们的眼睛是隐藏的。
What did they not fully understand in the city?
他们对这个城市呢，就是并不完全理解的是什么呢？
They didn't understand that Jesus was their Messiah.
他们不明白那个主耶稣基督是他们的弥赛亚。
They didn't understand that he had come to bring peace.
他们也不明白他来那是带来和平的。
And it's true there were many on the hillside who believed in him, but there were many in the city who didn't.
因为这个也是个事实，在山边呢有很多人呢相信，但是在城市里呢就有很多人不相信。
And he recognized the tragedy that must befall them because they refused to acknowledge their Savior when he came.
所以这个里面呢，他意识到呢，就是说是这个悲剧要降临在他们身上，因为呢，他们拒绝了他们来将要来的救主。
All of which begins to get us awfully close to our theme for next week.
所以这个呢，都已经非常的，就是说是和我们下个星期要讲的主题呢，非常靠近了。
The city of Jerusalem was going to be destroyed in about 40 years, 35 years.
所以这个耶路撒冷城呢，就是在35到40年后呢，要被完全摧毁。
And so he wept in advance because of the tragedy that would befall them.
所以呢，他先为他们哭呢，因为这样的悲剧呢，要降临在他们身上。
What was it that they did not know about that very day? In this your day, what did they not know?
所以他们呢，就是说是这因为那个日子，他们在那个日子呢，他们不知道的是什么。
They didn't know that Jesus was the Messiah that they'd all been looking for. They didn't know that today, that day, was the day when he would be revealed to them.
他们不知道那个日子呢，就是主耶稣基督呢，就是他们，他们不知道主耶稣基督是他们将来的弥赛亚，他们也不知道那一天呢是主耶稣基督要向他们显现的。
Now you remember that in the days when he was born, the wise men came from the east and they said, where is he that is born king of the Jews?
因为你们大家也知道，当主耶稣基督出生的时候呢，那些东方的博士来问说呢，将要出生的犹太王在哪里？
They had seen his star in the east. I suppose that many could have seen the star in Israel, but they didn't. But he did appear to those in the east.
这个里面呢，就是说，我认为呢，就是说是啊，他们呢能够在东方看见，但是呢，在他们以色列的人也应该看见，但是他们却没有像东方男人那样去跟着。But
then you remember that Herod asked the question, where would the Messiah be born? And they immediately gave him the right answer from the prophecy of Micah.
因为你们大家记得那希律王问他们就是说那个将要来的王在哪里出生呢？就是但是呢，他们马上呢通过弥迦福音呢给出了答案。Now
the question is not where will the Christ be born, but the answer is when will the Christ be revealed?
就现在的问题呢，并不是说是在哪里，基督在哪里出生，就是基督呢，他什么时候会显明？
And so the question is, if Micah had the answer to where, is there any other prophecy that had the answer to when?
意思就是说，现在的问题是，就是说，如果弥迦呢，他有这样的，就是答案，是他在哪里出生，那么其他的那先知应该有答案，他是什么时候呢？
And the answer is yes. Daniel the prophet tells us when the Messiah would be revealed.
因为答案是的，在但以理书里告诉了我们，弥赛亚什么时候要显明。
So turn to the book of Daniel, chapter 9.
大家翻到《但以理书》第九章。
We'll start reading in verse 24. We should spend more time in the context. We don't have time for that tonight, but I'll explain as we go.
这里面呢，我们要从24节开始读。我们本来呢，应该多读一些经文，但是今天晚上呢，我们没有太多的时间去读，所以在读的过程中呢，我会做一些解释。
Daniel the prophet had been reading the book of Jeremiah. And he had learned that the captivity that he was involved in was going to be 70 years long.
因为当时但以理呢在读耶利米书，耶利米书呢他在里面读到呢，就是他被掳去的这样一个是他已经牵扯在这个世界里面有70年。
And then in verse 24, the angel who had been speaking to Daniel said 70 weeks. Or 77s are determined for you, for your people, for your holy city, to finish the transgression, to make an end of sin, to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up the vision and the prophecy, and to anoint the most holy.
因为里面的就是第24节说呢，为你本国之名和你圣城已经定了70个期，要止住罪过，除尽罪恶，赎尽罪孽，引进永义，封住异象和预言，并高立至圣的。
So much in this verse, but in particular, 77s are determined for your people. And that phrase 77s implies not 70 years, but 77s of years, 490 years, as established here and confirmed by many other places in Scripture.
因为这个里面的这一节经文讲到的70个期呢，它并不是代表的70个期一个星期，它代表的是70个7年。今年那么说呢，这个在但以理书还有其他的一些预言书里讲到的，它70个期呢，7年呢就490年。
And now a prophetic clock is introduced in verse 25.
你现在那个预言的那个钟呢，在第25节里被介绍进来。
Verse 25, know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince, there shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks.
第25节呢说呢，你当知道，当明白，从出令恢复和建造耶路撒冷，直到有弥赛亚君王的时候，有7个期和62个期。
So 7 weeks, how long would that be?
所以呢，就是70个期，这是多少呢？
Well, if a week is 7 years, 7 weeks would be 49 years.
因为如果呢一个期呢是7年的话，那么说呢7个期呢就是49年。
And then there would be followed by that 62 weeks, or 62 times 7, whatever that number is, 400 and something. These two would be together. You put both together, you would get 483 years.
因为里面的下面呢有七六十二个七，六十二个七呢，那么说呢，这个是62个7年。如果你把它乘起来，加乘法结果呢，应该是483年。
But the question would be, when will that 483-year period begin?
所以呢，那么现在问题是，那这个483年这个就是年份，它是从哪一年开始算起呢？
Verse 25, that from the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem, that's when this begins, 483 years from that time.
所以这个里面呢，就是第25节告诉我们呢，从初立恢复和建造耶路撒冷，那么说这个483年呢，是从初立恢复建耶路撒冷城开始算起。
And if you go back to the book of Nehemiah, and this would take a long time to do all the detail, but if you go back to the book of Nehemiah, you'll find that the king of Persia gave a decree, and the decree was that the city of Jerusalem should be built, rebuilt, and the precise day that took place is known in history.
这个里面呢，就是说是，那么说呢，这个要花很长时间。如果你去读尼希米记，你发现尼希米记呢，就是那个大流士王的初令呢，重修耶路撒冷城呢，是一个特定的，已经给出了一个特定的年份和日子。
So now we've got a very interesting logic. There was a date in history when that decree was made. And it says, from that day until 483 years later would be Messiah the Prince.
因为我们现在呢有一个非常有意思的，在圣经里面讲到了呢，就是说是这个480年呢，就给我们指出了一个具体的开始的日期，然后从那个具体的开始日期给往后算，483年的那一天的弥赛亚要显现。
So, do you think that the students of prophecy would have had their eyes open at about this time, 483 years after the command to go and rebuild Jerusalem? Do you think they would have had some idea that Messiah, the Prince, should be coming at that point in time?
所以说里面呢，你认为那些研究学习预言的那些人呢，他们是不是一直在关注？关注呢，就是说是在那个特别的那个时间，那个特别的那一天，弥赛亚会显现呢？
And the answer is, of course, these people knew their Bible, their Old Testament prophecy, far better than we do. They had scholars who'd looked at it generation after generation, frankly, for 483 years. They'd been looking for it. They knew that at about this time, the Messiah was going to be revealed to them.
当然呢，就是说是他们呢，就是知道旧约，他们对旧约的理解比我们远远的要理解的深的透彻的多。所以呢，他们那些就是说是文士、那学者、那一代又一代，483年来一代又一代的接着去研究，他们就是说是知道就在那一天呢，弥赛亚呢要显现。
So, there is no excuse. The religious leaders should have known at this time that Messiah was about to be revealed.
因为呢，就是这些呢宗教的人士呢，他们呢就是说是应该没有任何的借口，就是说他们不知道这个特别的一天呢，就是说是弥赛亚要显现。
But Jesus said, you should have known at this thy day. The things that pertain to your peace.
所以呢，就是主耶稣基督说呢，你们应该知道这一天呢，就是说是你们的平安要来。
And so there was a man in England about 120 years ago, maybe 140 years ago.
因为就是一个人在英格兰有个人，他呢大概是120或者140年之前。
He said, I would like to know precisely what that day was.
他说呢，我想要知道那个准确的那一天是哪一天。
He was a scholar with considerable credibility.
那个学者呢，就是说是他的信用是足够的。
His name was Robert Anderson.
他的名字叫 Robert Anderson。
He was the head of Scotland Yard in the British Empire.
所以呢，他其实就是在那个英联邦国家里面的，英国的他的那个苏格兰场的那个警察的头子。
And Scotland Yard was the major legal enforcement agency in Great Britain at the time.
苏格兰，厂呢，就是在那个大英帝国呢，它是主要的执法机构。
His whole life was spent in putting together evidence that criminals would be condemned and innocent men would be proven innocent. He was a master of investigation, trying to prove the truth of evidence.
因为里面的他的穷其一生呢，他都在就是花他所有的精力去让那个无辜的人呢无罪，让那个有罪的人呢得到惩罚。所以呢，他是那样一个就是探长，他对那个就是证据呢是非常了解的。
He looked at great length at this issue. He actually wrote a book on the subject entitled The Coming Prince.
因为他呢，就是一直在研究这个，这个呢，实际上他写了一本书，就是《将要来的君王
And he concluded that that prophecy of Daniel was fulfilled precisely on that particular day that the Lord Jesus made this comment.
》。所以这个里面呢，他呢得出结论，就是说但以理所做出那样的预言，就是说主耶稣基督他当天说的那一天，就是那一天实现。
The prophecy of Daniel in Daniel chapter 9 was fulfilled on this day to precisely the same day 483 years later. And Sir Robert Anderson spent his entire book proving that beyond a shadow of a doubt.
所以这个里面呢，就是实际上呢，就是他呢，Robert Anderson 爵士呢，他所写的那一本书，那本书呢，整个书里都是要证明，最后他得出来的结论呢，就是主耶稣基督呢，他就是在那么一天，就是在主耶稣基督说这一话的时候呢，正好是在483年开始的，直到483年以后的那个准确的那一天说的这些话。
So, what does verse 26 then say of Daniel chapter 9?
那么说呢，但以理书呢，第9章第26节说的什么呢？
He says, And after the 62 weeks, that's 483 years, Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself, and the people of the prince that shall come, and of the people of the prince who is to come, shall destroy it, the city. And the sanctuary, the end of it shall be with the flood until the end of it, of the war, desolations are determined.
26节说，过了62个期，那弥赛亚必被剪除，却非为自己，必有一王的名来毁灭这城和圣所，至终必如洪水冲没，必有征战，一直到底。荒凉的事已经定了。
And then verse 27 goes on to explain in greater detail what would happen after the declaration of the Lord Jesus as Messiah and what would happen to the nation who rejected the Messiah when he came.
所以第27节呢，给出了这样的一个答案，就是说是荒凉的事已经定了，因为那个以色列人呢，他们呢拒绝了主耶稣基督他们的弥赛亚。那么说，在第27节告诉我们，在这个耶路撒冷城上要发生的事情。
And so the Lord here is simply saying that the problem is that the people rejected the Lord, and he's weeping because in that very day when the prophecy was being fulfilled, they did not understand. Their eyes were hidden. Sorry, the truth was hidden from their eyes.
所以那就是主耶稣基督呢，就是他为耶路撒冷城哭泣。他为耶路撒冷城哭泣的原因，是因为就是说在这恰恰的这一天呢，就是说是预言实现的那一天，弥赛亚来的那一天呢，他们却呢不知道，他们呢不知道那一天呢，他们也拒绝了他，所以他们的眼睛看不见。
In what way was the prophecy hidden from their eyes?
什么方式呢？就是预言在他们的眼前被隐藏起来了。
Those who knew the prophecy, like the scribes, the Pharisees, the priests, those who knew the prophecy didn't like it. And consequently, they would not teach it to the people. They hid it and they mistreated it even among themselves.
就是那些文士和法利赛人呢，他们应该知道呢，就是但是他们不喜欢，他们也不想接受，所以他们也不教导人民知道。那么说，因此呢，他们自己呢向人民隐藏起来了。那么说呢，因为他们自己不想知道呢，他们不想接受，对他们自己来说也隐藏起来了。
Even today, there is much truth in the world that is hidden because people who are responsible for publicizing the truth don't get it right. They don't say the right thing because they don't want the truth to come out. That's what happened here. It was hidden from their eyes because the people who knew it refused to tell anybody.
那这个里面的就是当今世界也有这样的事情呢，就是有很多真理呢，它是被隐藏起来的，隐藏起来呢，因为就是说是那些负责呢，就是发布这些真理的人呢，他们不喜欢呢，不喜欢呢，所以他们不向世界发布，因此呢，这个事情呢就隐藏起来了，因为他们自己呢不喜欢，就跟这里一样，所以呢，他们不喜欢呢，所以像他们的眼睛呢也是隐藏起来。
Why did he weep?
他为什么要哭呢？
Answer very simply, he wept because they failed to recognize that he came as the Messiah to deliver them. Therefore, the punishment of God would be upon them.
他哭，就是说呢，他知道他们这些人呢，他们没就是意识到他是将要来的弥赛亚，也拒绝了他。那么，因为这样呢，神的那个审判呢，要降临在这个城市上。
So verse 43 says, For the days will come upon you. This is the Lord predicting their future. The days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment around you, surround you, and close you in on every side and level you and your children within you to the ground. And they will not leave in you one stone upon another because you did not know the time of your visitation.
所以第43节说呢，因为日子将到，大家回到路加福音第19章第43节，因为日子将到，你的仇敌必筑起土垒，周围环绕你，四面困住你，必要铲平你和你里头的儿女，连一块石头也不留在石头上，因你不知道造访你的时候。
Why were they to expect this judgment answer? Because they didn't know the time, because those who did know the time refused to tell others what time it was, and they refused to believe it themselves.
那这个里面呢，就是说，为什么他们要呢受这样的审判呢？因为他们呢，就是不知道那个将要来的这个时候，这个时候呢，就是这个日子。那么说呢，他们那些知道这个日子的人，他们拒绝呢，就是去教导人民这个日子。那么他们自己呢，不喜欢这个日子呢，因此呢，他们自己也拒绝了这个日子。
All right, so welcome to Joanna. We're glad you've just joined us, Joanna.
欢迎 Joanna，我们非常高兴你加入我们。
Joanna, you will remember that last week you asked the question, what is going on in the Middle East?
Yes.
Joanna，你记得上个星期呢，你问的这样个问题，在中东发生的是什么事情？
And Joanna, the answer to that question is very important, but it's very complicated. And so, because you weren't here this evening at the beginning of our study, I chose not to answer it tonight.
因为这个问题呢，答案呢非常的复杂，所以呢，我呢就是说选择准备好了要回答，因为这个今天就是开会一开始呢，因为你没有加入，所以呢他选择呢这个星期不回答你的问题。
But Joanna, hopefully we could answer it next week. If you could be here next week, it's going to be a major answer. Probably going to take us more than one evening to go over the answer. But it's most important, and we believe you and the others should know the answer.
就像九安他说，那就是说是我们决定的下个星期，下个星期呢要花一个晚上，或者说好几个晚上，因为这是一个非常重要的一个问题，重要的问题呢。那么说呢，我们觉得呢，就是说是你呢应该知道答案，其他的人呢也应该知道这个答案。So
would next week be a good time for you to join us and for the question to be answered?
所以，Joanna，下个星期呢，对你来说方不方便，就是说是你加入我们来回答你的问题呢？Okay,
no problem.
Okay, that's good.
Okay.
So we'll do that next week, Joanna. I'm
gonna
go ahead.
Okay,
Joanna, this is the outline that I'm gonna follow next week. I want to consider the Jews in Jerusalem. Sorry, the Jews in Israel, the past and the present and the future, and then the Palestinians in Israel, and then the Muslims in Iran, and then I want to look at the biblical position and the alternative that some churches take that is very, very wrong on this issue. So that's what we'll do next week.
所以，假如呢，如果你下个星期来了，下个星期呢，我给你一个大纲。大纲呢，首先呢，我要讲的呢，回答你问题，首先讲的就是是，在以色列的犹太人，在以色列的巴勒斯坦人，他们的那样的过去、现在和将来，也要讲到的，就是说是在伊朗的穆斯林，伊朗穆斯林呢，还有在伊朗的穆斯林呢，他们的过去、现在和将来，同样呢，也要讲到的当今的一些。
And congratulations to Roy's good memory.
Thank you.
All right. So we're studying now in Luke chapter 19 and verse 45. And the question is, what happened after this triumphal entry into Jerusalem?
这个里面呢，就是说是，我们现在继续《使徒行传》第四十五节，就是说是在主耶稣基督融入圣城，就是耶路撒冷城以后呢，发生的是什么事情呢？
He came down the hill into Jerusalem from the east, going to the gate, the east gate of the temple.
因为主呢，他是从那个橄榄山上往下走，下山呢从东边往耶路撒冷，往东城门进去。
He is the Messiah. He's just been declared to be the Messiah.
他就是弥赛亚，他刚刚被宣布为弥赛亚。
What is he going to do when he gets inside the gate?
那么他进了城门以后，他应该做什么呢？
If he turns right, he would go to the Roman government head offices, and he could turn right, take an army with him, and conquer those officers and declare himself to be the physical Messiah and get rid of the Roman Empire.
因为他可能呢进了城门以后呢，他往右转，右转呢正好是当时的罗马政府的政府所在地。当时罗马政府呢统治着以色列，他可以呢进去以后呢，就是说是往右转带领他的那些人民呢推翻罗马政府的统治，然后呢宣布他为就是说是地上的弥赛亚。
That is what many people wanted the Messiah to do.
这就是很多那个人想要弥赛亚做的事情。
But he didn't turn right to attack the Romans. He turned left and went into the temple itself.
意思就是说，但是呢，他并没有就是转右边去攻击那个罗马政府，而是呢，就是往左转，自己进了圣殿。
So verse 45 and 46, let's read them.
所以我们来读一下45、46节。
Then he went into the temple and began to drive out those who bought and sold in it, saying to them, It is written, My house is a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves.
45节说，耶稣进了殿，赶出里面做买卖的人，对他们说：“经常说我的殿必做祷告的殿，你们倒使它成为贼窝了。
Now, that is the issue that the Messiah always presents.
”这就是那个弥赛亚呢，他总是呢发现的问题。
People say to him, We would like you to come and we would like you to bring peace.
就是人们说呢，我们想要你来，我们想要你带来和平。
And they basically say, Don't look at me, but go over there, get that bad guy there. You get him. I want peace. Get rid of that bad guy.
他们基本上说，那你不要看我，你到那边去，那个坏人在那里，你去把那里的坏人给消灭掉。
And Jesus said, No, that's not the problem. You don't need me to get rid of the bad guy over there. You need to get rid of the bad guy in here. Repentance. Personal repentance is the only way to peace.
里面主耶稣说：“不，这个问题不在那里。你们不需要现在马上除掉那些坏人。你们呢，就是说是坏人呢不在那边，坏人现在在这里。可是在这里呢，就是说是你们的这里面的坏人呢，你们要悔改，只有悔改才能带来和平。”
The Lord Jesus didn't just come to heal the problem of sin in the other person. He came to heal the problem of sin first in yourself.
所以呢，主耶稣的来呢，他并不是说是首先呢，就是说是去管别人的事，他首先来先管你的事。
Now, how many of those people who had hailed him as king on the mountain when he came down? How many of those people were looking for him to turn right or looking for him to turn left?
因为这个里面呢，当时呢，在那个山上有多少人呢？欢呼他做王的时候呢，他们希望呢，有其中有多少人呢？希望他往左转呢？其中又有多少人希望他往右转呢？
And probably more wanted him to turn right than turn left. They were happy to say he's Messiah. But in their heart, they didn't want to change. They wanted him to get the other guy. And God says, no, the way to peace is to deal with sin in your own heart.
这个里面呢，就是说是他们呢，有可能就是说是想让他右转的人呢，比想让他往左转的人多得多。那么说呢，他们呢来呢，就是说是他们想要呢，他们除掉那个坏人，然后他们自己呢，就是说是自己还是保持原样。但神说不是这样的，那神来呢，他主要是呢要针对你自己心中的罪。
So verse 47 says, and he was teaching daily in the temple, but the chief priests and scribes and the leaders of the people sought to destroy him.
意思是七节说，耶稣天天在殿里教导人，祭司长和文士与百姓的首领都想要除灭他。
Was he a good teacher?
他是个好的教师吗？
Yes.
是
Did
的。
he? Did he know and was he able to teach wisdom and truth?
因为他知道呢，是不是他有那样的能力教导他们的是真理呢？
And the answer is yes.
答案是是的。
Why did they want to destroy him?
所以他们为什么要除灭他呢？
Because he had said, that their house, they had made his house, his father's house. A den of thieves, and they knew that their business was making money in the temple from the people who came to worship, and they did not want Jesus to be in charge of their religion.
因为呢，因为呢，这主告诉他们，他们说呢，他们把神的殿呢变成了贼窝了。因为呢，他们在那里做生意，做生意呢，他们说呢，他们在那里想赚钱，所以他们不想要主耶稣基督来管理他们那个，让他们做成生意。
All right, so verse 48 says, they were unhappy to do anything for all the people. They were unable to do anything for all the people were very attentive to hear him.
第48节说呢，但他们行不出法子来，因为百姓都侧耳听他。
The people wanted to follow him, and they didn't want to follow him because they wanted to get their own money from their own operations. They were a den of thieves.
所以这个里面的这些人们呢，都想跟从主耶稣基督，但这些人呢，他们呢不想跟从主耶稣基督，他们只想呢赚他们的钱，他们把那个圣殿变成贼窝了。
So how tragic. The Messiah had come, the opportunity to follow him to blessed victory was all shot because the Pharisees, the leaders said, no, we don't want him.
因为里面那是多么大的一个悲剧！弥赛亚来了，本来呢，他们应该跟着他去得胜，但是呢，法利赛人呢，他们却不想要他，拒绝他，想要除掉他。
All right, so here the scribes, the leaders, the Pharisees have a problem. How can they destroy this man when all the people want to hear him?
现在呢，那些文士和法利赛人他们有一个问题，那么说呢，如果百姓都侧耳听他的，他们怎样去除灭他呢？
So verse 20, or sorry, chapter 20, verse 1 says, Now it happened on one of those days, as he taught the people in the temple and preached the gospel, that the chief priests and the scribes, together with the elders, confronted him and spoke to him, saying, Tell us, by what authority are you doing these things? Or who is he who gave you this authority?
现在我们来到路加福音第20章，第20章第1节呢，刚才读1节和2节，那就福音20章第1节说，有一天，耶稣在殿里教训百姓、传导福音的时候，祭司长和文士长并长老上前来问他说：“你告诉我们，你仗什么权柄做这事？给你这权柄的又是谁呢？”
They were all members of the organized church, if you like.
他们的所有的都是那些，就是说是，就是有像一个组织这样的教会，如果你愿意这么
They
说，
had their religious leaders.
他们有他们的宗教领袖。
And like the Apostle Paul, when they wanted to persecute people, they got letters from the organization to prove that they had the authority to do what they did.
就像那个使徒保罗，他当时的那个时候呢，他想呢迫害基督徒的时候呢，他必须呢从那个他们那个组织里得到一个授权信，所以呢证明他有权利那么去做。
And so you remember when the Apostle Paul got converted, that he was on the Damascus Road, heading to Damascus with letters of authority from the church, from the religious leaders to take captive people who were Christians.
其实大家也记得呢，当那个使徒保罗呢，他那个得救的时候呢，他是在去大马士革的路上，在大马士革路上呢，他呢从他们的宗教领袖那里得到了一封授权信，授权信呢去抓那些在大马士革的基督徒们。
So they basically came to Jesus and said, Who gave you the authority to do what you're doing?
所以他们基本上来到主耶稣基督，就说谁呢？给你这样的权柄，让你去做这样的事呢？
And of course, his answer was wonderful. Verse 3 says, He answered and said to them, I will also ask you one question, and you answer me.
那当然了，他主耶稣基督给出答案是，那就是奇妙的。第3节他说呢，耶稣回答他们说：“我也要问你们一件事，你们且回答我。”
There's often a problem in a conversation.
于是就是在谈话的过程中呢，通常呢有个问题。
It's an easy conversation when you get to answer the questions and nobody gets to ask you a question.
所以呢，就是说是很容易的回答问题呢，就是说是你去回答问题的时候呢，没有人来问你的问题。
But it's often a very different conversation if they get to ask the questions and you have to answer them.
因为呢，就是说，通常呢，这个问题呢，谈话就变得不一样了。如果呢，就是说，他们问你问题，你必须回答他。
So they basically came to him and said, you know, we've got you because you're doing what you're doing. You have no authority for doing it.
因为他们基本上呢，就是因为他们找到了那个点，所以他们呢说来跟他说呢，我知道呢，你为什么做这些事情，你的问题是呢，你没有权柄去做。
But he puts the question to them, verse 4. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or from man?
原来他呢，主的问他们一个问题，在第4节里说，约翰的洗礼是从天上来的呢，还是从人间来的呢？
So he's saying, really, the real issue you've got with me is not whether I have authority or not. The real issue you've got with me is whether I am teaching you with the authority from men or with the authority from heaven.
因为里面现在呢，就主告诉他们说，那真正的问题呢，并不是说我有没有权柄去教导这样的事情，问题是呢，就是我教导这样的东西是从天上来的呢，还是从地上来的呢？
So he basically is saying to them, you know John the Baptist, you heard him preach for years. Where did he get his authority? Verse 5, and they reasoned among themselves, saying, if we say that John the Baptist got his authority from heaven, he will say, why then did you not believe him? But on the other hand, if we say he got his authority from men, all the people will stone us, for they are persuaded that John was a prophet of God.
这个里面呢，就是他基本上呢说呢，你们知道是取约翰呢，他是从哪里的权柄得来的？因此呢，在第5节里，他们彼此商议说呢，我们若说从天上来的，他必说那么你们为什么不相信他呢？第6节说，若说从人间来的，百姓都要用石头打死我们，因为他们信约翰是先知，是神的先知。
So verse 7's question then was, so they answered that they did not know. The answer to the question was, they said they did not know where it was from. They didn't know if it was from heaven or whether it was from man.
这里面的第7节呢，他们于是他们回答说，他们不知道是从哪里来的，他们不知道到底是从天上来的呢，还是从地上来的。
Was that an honest answer?
这是一个非常的，就是没有理由的事情吗？
No, it wasn't an honest answer at all.
因为这个呢，完全不是这样的一个。
They simply said, if we say it's from heaven, then we should follow. If we don't, the people will stone us. We can't answer that question. What liars were they? Terrible.
这个并不是一个什么合理的答案，那不合理答案呢？他们说呢，这个根本就不是一个答案。他说呢，如果我们说他就是说是他从天上来的，他会问我你为什么不相信他呢？如果他是从地下来，他们会用石头打死我，所以我们不回答这个问题。
And so Jesus answers them, challenging their lying by saying, verse 8, and Jesus said to them, neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things. They would not tell him. He says, I therefore will not tell you. You would not tell me. I will not tell you.
第8节说，耶稣对他们说：“我也不告诉你们，我仗着什么权柄做这些事情，因为呢，他们不回答主耶稣基督的问题。他说呢，主耶稣说你不回答我问题呢，我也不告诉你们。”
I've told you many times that it's a terrible thing to be in a conversation with God because he will ask you questions.
因为告诉过大家很多次，那么就是如果你去跟神交谈呢，也是一个很可怕的事情，因为他要问你问题。
And he often says to you, You've got a question for me. Let me put a question to you first.
那你问我，那么说，那我先问你一个问题。
And you'll remember, I've told you before, that Job said, when I meet God, I've got a question for him.
因为你们大家都记得，约伯呢，说呢，当我遇见神的时候呢，我要问他一些问题。
And then the book of Job discusses that and points out the fact that before Job got to ask a question, God asked him 84 questions.
因为约伯呢，他实际上处在那个处境下，在他问神问在他问神问题之前呢，神呢问了他83个问84个问题。
At the end of which time, Job didn't have a question.
因为在那个神问完了以后呢，约伯就再也没问问题了。
When we stand before God, people say, I'm going to ask this, I'm going to ask that, I'm going to ask the other thing.
因为当我们站在神面前说，那些人说呢，我会问这个问题，我会那个问题，我要问他。
And when God finishes asking them questions, the Bible says that every mouth will be stopped. And all the world will become guilty before God. When God is finished asking the sinner about the questions that he has for them, they will not be saying, you're not fair, God. They'll be saying, you're right, I'm wrong.
因为你们呢，就在那一天呢，圣经说呢，当神问他们问题的时候，每一张口呢，每个人都会闭口不言，因为他们呢不再会问问题了。那个时候呢，因为他们知道，知道就是说是神是对的，他们是错的。
So I heard the story. I don't know if it's true or not, but I heard the two men who were talking one day.
因为听那个故事，不是我们确定是真的假的，但是两个人呢，有一天谈话。
And one man said, I think I'd like to ask God the question, why is there so much trouble in the world, so much evil, so much suffering, so much sorrow? Why don't you do something about it?
因为其中一个人说呢，我要有一天呢，我要问神一个问题，那么世界上呢，这么多的麻烦，这么多的痛苦，这么多的就是灾难，这么多的事情，为什么呢，神不做点什么呢？
And his friend said, well, that sounds good. Why don't you ask him?
他的朋友说呢，听起来不错，那你为什么不问他呢？
And he said, I'm afraid that his answer might be, I'm going to ask you the same question. Why don't you do something about it?
所以呢，他说答案是说是我比较害怕。如果呢，我真的问他了，他会反问我说，那你为什么不做点什么呢？
It's easy to blame the other fellow. Why don't you do something about it?
可以问另外一个人说，你为什么不做点什么呢？
And so God says, listen, the problem isn't the Romans. The problem is the sin in the heart of the people who are in Jerusalem, the sin in the Pharisees, the scribes, the religious leaders, and all the people who follow them.
那些神说呢，就是问题呢不在罗马政府，那就不在罗马人那里，而是在法利赛人和文士和在人们的内心里面，你们的内心里面都是有罪的。为什么呢？你们呢？那些人呢都要跟从法利赛人？
Well, that's sort of the end of that story. And according to the clock, that's the end of our time as well.
因为这个肯定是这个故事的结尾。那么根据那个钟呢，啊，我们的时间呢也到了。
So we'll leave it here, but next week we will answer Joanna's question, what is going on in the Middle East today? What does the Bible tell us about what's going on in the Middle East today? And hopefully the answer to that question will not only clarify for you what's happening, but increase your confidence in God.
因为里面呢，就是今天呢，我们就停在这里。停在这里呢，下个星期呢，我们来回答乔安娜的问题。乔安娜问题呢，就是说是，那么说呢，就是今天到底在中东发生的事情是怎么回事？而且圣经里讲到的，在关于中东发生的事情是什么？我希望呢，在回答以后呢，不仅仅呢向你们呢澄清这个问题，同样呢增加你们在神里的信心。
So again, thank you for this evening. And over the week, please pray that the Lord will give me wisdom to answer this very important question.
再次呢，感谢大家。那么说，在这一个星期里呢，请大家为他祷告，祷告让主呢赐给他智慧呢，去回答这样一个重要的问题。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we are thankful for the Bible.
主啊，我们为圣经献上感恩。
And we're thankful that the Lord Jesus dealt with the issues that were before him, and where he was not confused, he was not oppressed, he was not deviated from his person from his position by this evil Pharisees who were against him.
主啊，我们感谢呢，主耶稣基督呢，他呢就回答他们这个问题。他呢在这个里面呢，他并没有就是说是被那些法利赛人这些邪恶的法利赛人呢去那个干扰去去引偏了。
So Lord, we pray that you will just bless us. We thank you for the privilege of studying your word tonight. Help us to live it, Lord. May we not be hypocrites like the Pharisees. May we have a simple heart to say, Lord, I want to deal with the sin in my life and I want to follow you.
耶和华，那就是感谢您，那就是今天呢，请您帮助我们，帮助我们呢，就是说是让我们呢，就是说是不要像那个法利赛人那样成为那个假冒伪善的人呢。我们愿每一个人呢，从我们内心说呢，愿主呢，就是在对付我心中的罪。
And Lord, we pray for the blessing of God upon each of us, in the week that is to come.
就是我要在这接下来的一个星期呢，我们祈求就神的赐福降临在我们每个人身上。
May we be faithful to the Lord. Bring us back next week, Lord, and give answers to this very important question.
愿我们信实，就是请您赐福给我们，下个星期呢把我们带过来，也愿我们呢能够回答这样一个重要的问题。
And we ask this now in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.